Here is who. Who is the habit? It is your nature. Here we say, those wolves that we are talking, each of them are a part of you. Not that you're one wolf. All your bad attitudes will become the wolves. To do what? To tear you apart. The story of Joseph is finished. You are an you, because what you do influences you. Do you remember that? Whatever you are doing, you are building yourself. I am the outcome of whatever I did in these years, right? That's how it works. Mainly, I make my character, so I'm responsible for it. I could be proud of it, I could be shameful of it. It depends what do I do. But I do it, and I'm responsible. Yes?
According to retaliation, the blood will not sleep after thy death. Do not say, I shall die and obtain release.
This is something that a lot of people believe in, really. Even I have seen the people who are apparently very religious. They practice, they go to church. They are good Christians. They think no matter what you do, you will die and forget it, finished. Because when I die, I don't give a damn about the rest of you. I don't give a damn about the rest of the universe, because when I'm not here, so what? The majority are like this. Here, Rumi will say, look at them. There is a majority who are thinking like this, that after they died, everything is finished. Nobody could torture them, nobody could question them, finished. This is not the case. Why? Yes.
This immediate retaliation is a makeshift in comparison with the blow of that retaliation. This is a play.
Yeah. When I'm talking about that, end of the stuff, judgment about the being of someone and whatever someone has done, all of this stuff that I will die, this will be, these are just games. Because look around you. What do you remember from his pharaohship? Ramses the Great. Yes, he believed that he is the son of the god and mummification will lead him to come back and blah, blah, blah. Is there coming back for that mummy that we take off, do the MRI to know if his tooth was good or bad? And we judge him, don't we? The judgment is here. So, what is the role of that fellow? Nothing? He did, he's gone. We started with that fellowship. What about that? Believing in me, blah, 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 all of that funny stuff which was there. Yes? This is why God had said that this universe you're living in is a game. Yes?
God hath called the present world a play, because this penalty is a play in comparison with that penalty. This penalty...
And the word is not game. There should be another one. Because life is not game. It's the silly playing stuff of the children. Game could be a serious stuff. But here, look, God called this existence is life. Means the childish play. Something like that. Yes.
This penalty is a means of allaying war and civil strife. That one is like a castration, while this one resembles a circumcision.
Those punishments and all that are just a little one to do this and that. The serious one is not that. Why? Let's go back. This subject that we open has no ending. So let's go another step. Yes.
Explaining that the people of hell are hungry and make lamentable entreaty to God, saying, cause our portions to be fat, and let the provender reach us quickly, for we can endure no more. This discourse hath no end. Hark, O Moses, let those asses go to the grass, that they may all be fattened by that goodly fodder. Hark, for we have wrathful walls. We surely know the plaintive cry of our walls. We make these asses a means of livelihood for them.
Aha. A very strange explanation here. Suddenly he said, you know what? We cannot talk about this forever. And there is no end to this conversation. So let's be precise. First of all, let's give that plant to those ass. Not the animal, that ass. Okay? Means let's put aside this subject of the stupidity and that growth of the humanity. Because we have a problem. The wolves are there. Yes, the stupid people, a lot of them, they are just a plant. They are just like vegetations. And the rest of them are the donkeys. Stupid one. But that is not the problem. The problem are the wolves. Because some of these bad people, they want to tear you apart. You have to think about that one. Therefore, yes.
The gracious alchemy breathed from thy lips. Wish to make those asses human. Much kindness and favor didst thou show in calling them. 'Twas not the fortune and provision allotted to those asses. Therefore, let the quilting of bounty cover them, that the slumber of forgetfulness may overtake them speedily, so that when this troop shall start up from such like slumber, the candle will have been extinguished, and the cupbearer will have gone.
Okay. Very simple, isn't it? It goes like this, that listen, around us the people, they are these stupid people. Go of this stupid one, because they will be satisfied with that grass and that's it. You cannot expect them more than that. Listen, I know you want to talk to these asses and make them a human being. But it's not worth it. It doesn't work that way. Because the majority of them, they don't deserve. We talked about this. Do you remember when we said the best thing to hunt is love? Nobody could hunt the love. Because love is the hunter. So you should put aside all your tricks and try to be worthy, then love may hunt you. Do you remember all of that? Honestly, this is what we believe in, because we know that that exception comes from somewhere else. The magic will happen, and we don't have the control of it. We could approach it, we could get far away. But we are not in the control. This is the trick. Here, he says, yes, these donkeys, let them be donkeys, because it doesn't work that way. there are a group of people that they are stupid and they will remain stupid, and when they wake up there is nothing left. There is no wine to drink, there is no one to serve the wine because they are late. This is what it happens. This is the nature. This is why so many thousand years took from talking to writing. That's how it works. Yes?
Their rebellious disobedience kept thee in a perplexity. Therefore they shall suffer in retribution a sorrow, to the end that our justice may step forth and bestow in retribution what is appropriate to every evildoer. For the king, whom they were not seeing openly, was with them secretly in their lives.
This is the trick that nobody pays attention. That magical stuff is here, is around. Yes, there are times that you look around and say, oh, there is no good human being. You don't know. Because knowing them, they are the hidden people. First of all, everybody is in the business of show off, except these good people. Yeah, they don't show off. Whenever, whoever you're talking to, you are talking to someone with the character and the judgment and all of that, right? Except these fellows. You're talking to them, you're talking to a mirror. Because they don't talk about themselves, they don't even think about themselves. When you have a problem, their attention is there. This is that tricky stuff that you should understand. He's explaining it why. Don't forget, we came back to Moses to understand what? This one, right? The tree of the body, it is sort of, right? And he's explaining what? The way that we could change. The changes are like this. The way that the humanity changed is like this. Yes.
Inasmuch as the intellect is with thee, overseeing thy body, and though this perception of thine is unable to apprehend it, its perception of such and such is not unable to apprehend thy motion and rest when it tries.
This is the trick, he said. Listen, first of all, this khirat. Khirat is an old Persian word here, which to Iranians it means a lot more than logic and the brain and all of that stuff. Whenever an Iranian wants to exaggerate about this highest level of intelligence is khirat. Here he will use that to talk about what? To say when that khirat, that real intellect, intelligence, is with you. No. It's mushref on you, means it's like that to you, is from high in control. When the good logic is like that, what's the need of everybody seeing it and understanding? It's there and it's doing its job. So there is no need for that show off when it comes to that logic. It's not impossible to understand it, because that one, like the other stuff, it moves, it stops, it does something. So if you're clever, you could see it. But if you're not, it's not in the business of show off for everyone. Yes?
What wonder if the creator of that intellect too is with thee? How art thou not conceiving?
Is it surprising for you that creator is in you as well, is with you? But you don't get it.